another thing. Did enough.
Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYTFM 88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, K255BT 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB and KQJOFM 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress. God, an everlasting God, an eternal God. We stand before your presence, Heavenly Father, glorifying and magnifying. We thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you for what you are about to do and what you're about to say. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say. And do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the high, for truly you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name and for his sake, we ask and pray. Amen.
I worship you.
Giving honor to God, my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bell, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those of you that are watching us as we stream live, we greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible's with you this morning. There's a word from the Lord that is taken from Psalm 34. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 4. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 4. And when you have found it, say amen. Amen. And we have it on a screen where we find these words which are recorded. I will bless the Lord at all times. Continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fear. I'm always amazed, and I don't know why, when God has something to say, it's always confirmed. And when I heard that first song that the choir was singing, I just shook my head because I was wrestling to your people. He said, I will give you everything that you would need for my people. And when you are hearing the word of the Lord and committed to his work and do what he asks you to do, he will validate everything that he's up to in your life. And so the topic is blessed assurance. And that word blessed is experiencing God's favor. And that word assurance is confidence, a knowing. When I thought about that, it was personal because to be blessed, you need to have the assurance that God is. And that word assurance lets you know that you are blessed. I played on that word because God has a way of taking words and expounding them and expanding them in such a way that it will baffle the minds of the non-believers who will see what God is up to, because they understand God theology. Theo meaning God, ology meaning study of. Pastors always use a big word, but the pastor always explained it. And so God is up to something because he wants us to be knowledgeable about his word and all of the things that we are attributing in this society to a world that is far beyond just Alexander, Louisiana, to Carolinas in other parts of the country. And he's opened up my eyes to a ministry that's broader than what you hear and what you see. Blessed assurance. Blessed is God's favor. Anybody been blessed? Because it baffles me, Bruce, because I don't hear a noise when you talk about you've been blessed by God. All right. It baffles me how quiet we can get when we get in the Lord's house, when there should be a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye land. Blessed is an experience and favored by the Lord. They ought to say so. When we talk about being blessed, it is more than just material things or an easy life. It is a deep realization that God is present and working in every part of our journey, because in this life, we all have a, sometime our journey can be smooth and sometime our journey can be difficult. But if God is in your life, there's blessing in your life, because you and I are on a journey. And this journey has been delegated to us for a short period of time, of 70 years in some cases. But there's an eternity that we're striving to be like and get like what God. This favor, this blessing doesn't always mean a life free from challenges. You got up this morning with pain. You got up this morning with sickness. There's some challenges in our life. But we ought to know that we are blessed by God, and we ought to say so. know that you're grateful that he got you up this morning. You ought to let the Lord know that he clothes you in your right mind. You ought to let the Lord know how grateful you are for the blessing and the favor in your journey, because our journey is long in this life. But where we're going is far greater than where we are.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, he's so good. Thank you.
Assurance is a deep knowing God is actively involved in our life, guiding us with his wisdom and his love. God is guiding your stuff. Every step I make, every word I talk, God is guiding, approving, validating it, moving us into a unique position with him. Assurance is a deep confidence. How many of us this morning are experiencing favor with deep confidence? And you can give a testimony of how good God has been in your life. How many of us have a deep confidence to know about all your life? That club you was at that you could have been shot? That running out of the places where you shouldn't have been? God has always been on your side, and we didn't even know it. My brothers and sisters, we have deep confidence in our God, who look far beyond our many frailties and our faults. And as believers, we all have the favor of God in our life. I'm reminded of what Jesus said to his disciples. He said, "Lo, I'm with you always." So ain't nothing we can do that the Lord is not aware of. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is with us in the good time, the bad time. He's with us. Not only is his presence with us, but his blessing is with us as well. Even when you're lost down to your last dollar, the Lord says, "I've got more to give you. I just need you to see your need before I give you what you want." The Lord is back that we don't even realize what he's up to. And this promise assures us that we are never alone, no matter what we encounter in life. You thought you was out there by yourself, but God said, "No, I'm right with you." You thought that you would never make it, but the Lord says, "I've still got you covered." It is God present that and assurance, which goes beyond our personal circumstances, allowing us to walk in confidence and strength. When you've been born again, when you've accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, you develop power. When the power of the Holy Spirit indwells within you, there's something on the inside of you. It's like fire shut up in our and strength and authority and an anointing come from God Almighty. There's something uniquely different when the power of the Holy Spirit speaks to a prophetic people in a prophetic day and a prophetic time. God is speaking to the hearts of those who will hear. Let he who have an ear, let him hear what God is speaking and saying. Our different walk and assurance. So in the 34th Psalm, David said, "I will." I as a personal pronoun, that makes it personal. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise, not yours, his praise shall continuously be in whose mouth? If you're blessing the Lord at all times, his praise ought to continuously be in your mouth. Not little amen, but a giant amen. David made a declaration here, serve a powerful reminder that our worship is a choice every day, regardless of what we face. We're here because we made a choice to get up this morning. Psalm didn't make that choice. But we are here, and our hearts should be filled with sincerity of worship and praise, because you're hearing the word of God being expounded, shared, revealed in this prophetic time. So there should be an acclamation
a confirmation, a verification. I'm getting